Hi, I'm Shannon Lenz, your spiritual fitness coach. Growing up, my dad was a volunteer firefighter. Now, in our small town, the firefighters would put on a fireworks show every Independence Day. That meant my dad had the opportunity to light off huge artillery shells. They used a fuse called quick match so that they could light off multiple aerial shells in rapid succession. With a quick match fuse, the black powder fuse is covered with a paper tube that causes the fuse to burn much faster than a regular fuse. That's because as the black powder burns, it gives off a hot gas that has nowhere to go inside the tube. The contents are under pressure. So they shoot forward at a rate of 40 meters per second, or about 90 miles an hour. Obviously, this type of fuse has the potential to be extremely dangerous. It has to be handled carefully, and once it's lit, you'd better stay far away. This got me thinking about people who have a quick fuse. These types of people have to be handled very carefully, and once triggered, you'd better stay away, far away. And chances are you know someone with a quick fuse. Honestly, maybe you are that someone. Now, we have all blown it and lost our temper from time to time. We have all gotten angry and let it get the best of us. Sadly, most of us have even exploded with frustration directed at the very people we love the most. But the reality is, as believers in Christ, we should not be characterized as quick-tempered, angry, and explosive people. Why? Because our God is not characterized as quick-tempered. Quite the opposite. In Exodus 34:6, the Lord revealed himself to Moses on Mount Sinai, proclaiming, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Our God is slow to anger. God has been extremely patient with his people as he's worked out his plan of redemption. We have been disobedient to God, but he didn't just smite us in an angry rage. No, God made a way for us to be reconciled to himself. When we trust in Christ, the relationship that we broke with God because of our sin is repaired and our sins are forgiven. But God is even more patient with believers as the Holy Spirit gradually works on transforming our hearts and our minds so that we become more and more like Christ every day. This is what the Apostle Paul called the new self. In Colossians 3:8 through 10, Paul wrote, "But now you must put them away, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." Because we are being renewed in knowledge in the image of our God, we should put away our fast fuse and quick temper. After all, that's how we behaved before Christ got a hold of our hearts. So, we know having a quick fuse is dangerous. The fallout from our emotional outbursts can be disastrous. But how can we overcome a quick temper? Only with the Lord's help. He's given us his Holy Spirit, and he's promised to continually make us more like him. Here's my challenge for you today. Draw a simple sketch of a firework with a long fuse. Don't worry, it doesn't have to be pretty. Somewhere on your sketch, write Exodus 34:6. The Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Put your sketch somewhere you'll see it often so that the image of a long, slow-burning fuse will remind you to put on the patience of God. Then pray and ask God to help you put away your quick fuse and make you more and more like Him. Then go and win today.